Okay, I'm sorry, what paragraph are we on? Bhagavatam is Krishna himself, therefore it has his potencies. Now, another argument, why Bhagavatam is so potent. Tadrisha prabhavatve karanam paramashreshta kartrikatvam apyaha Mahamuni Sri Bhagavan Tasyaiva parama vichara param batatvat mahaprabhava gana shiro manitvat cha. Samnir bhutva samachintaya iti shrute. Another reason for the Bhagavatam having such potency. It's having been produced by the best of authors. This is stated by the words Mahamuni. The supreme sage is the personality of Godhead, since he alone is most expert in sublime philosophical discussions, and he alone is the best of all possessors of great potency. Personality of Godhead. This is as it is stated in scripture. He became a philosopher and pondered. Okay. The Supreme Lord is the author of the Bhagavatam. Tena Pratamam. Chatuk Slopi Rupena Samshepatak Prakashite Tasmayena Vibhasitoyam Vidyadarusarena Sampurna Evava Prakashite. This means that first the Supreme Lord revealed the abbreviated form of the four verse Bhagavatam. And then perhaps also its complete text, as alluded to in the words by whom this was revealed to Brahma. Okay. Eva va, so I took that to mean perhaps.
Maybe we're not sure about the details.
Yeah, because Brahma heard four verses from Narayan and Vaikuntha. We don't know if he heard more than that also. We don't know. Here's the commentary. Something's missing here. I want to give an explanation of this Sumadhyo Bhutva Samachintayat. The Supreme Lord becoming a sage, pondered. I don't know where that comes from, so I still have to find that. You know? I don't think so. It says it's a Shruti. No, I don't know that for that statement. We'll have to find it. Anyway, I do have a comment here. Srimad Bhagavatam records its four-verse version as told by Lord Narayan to Brahma. But Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti in their commentaries on this second verse of the Bhagavatam
Both affirm that the Lord later spoke to Brahma the entire 18,000 verse Bhagavatam. The Supreme Lord Narayana is thus the original sage of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But Mahamuni in this verse can also be understood as referring to Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas. Much later, a mere 5,000 years ago, Vyasadeva remembered the same complete Bhagavatam and taught it to his son, Shukadeva. For this, Srila Vyasadeva is commonly credited as the Bhagavatam's author. But if the Bhagavatam's eternal, it doesn't have any author, actually. Yeah. Well, interesting idea, but in his commentary in the Krapa Sundara, Jiva Goswami goes into detail about several different interpretations of what Mahamuni could be here. He doesn't mention that, the idea that it's both, Narayan is actually becoming Vyasadeva, because I think that happens very rarely. I don't think it happened this time. I don't think anyway, I don't know, but as Jiva Goswami doesn't mention that. Oh, okay. He is said to be Narayan, but I think that Rupa Goswami and Lama Bhaktivinoda just says he's Vishnu Tattva. That Vyasadeva is Vishnu Tattva. He doesn't say what he means. I'd have to look at the text to see exactly what he said. I don't think he distinguished this one or some other one. He does talk about various appearances in different days of Brahma and other incarnations. But Vyasadeva he doesn't say too much about because he's at least one of the minor incarnations, so he says a little bit about it. Yes? Well, it looks like it's not certain, because that's why Jiva Goswami says, maybe. Jiva Goswami says, maybe he did that. So it looks like we don't have definite evidence. Whether at that time Brahma heard the whole Bhagavatam from Vishnu. The last end of the paragraph, sampurna eva va prakashate. Affirms, Jiva Goswami doesn't talk about Vyasadeva in this paragraph. He's talking about Brahma hearing the Bhagavatam from Narayana. Well, the Krishna in the form of Narayana spoke it to Brahma. I don't see anybody saying that Krishna in Yoloka, that it appeared from his food or something. We never hear that.
Yes?
You mean their commentaries?
The second verse of Bhagavatam.
Oh, okay, you're looking at the Bhagavatam commentary.
Yeah, Bhagavatam is.
Jiva Goswami, I think, gives several different possible understandings of who Mahamuni can be. He gives different versions. And there, he says, oh,
So, I think in the commentary, we are right that they are affirming that Bhagavad is originally spoken, entire Bhagavad is originally spoken by Supreme Lord. But in the translation, Jiva Goswami is the option. So, is the commentary?
Well, maybe I'm mistranslating the word Va. I don't know. I don't, you know, I have to see exactly how he presents it in the commentary of the Brahma Sandarbha. He's not going to contradict himself.
Yeah, so it seems like a better.
I mean, I just said maybe. That doesn't contradict, it just makes it not definite.
Yeah, but it's like a week.
Well, okay. Could you. Okay. Let me make a note. I have to write this down, otherwise I'll forget it. Sozdat Primichania. Okay. Besides the Russian interface. But Krama Sandarbha seems to say, I have to check it, say that he definitely did it. Okay, this is marked as something I have to check in the commentary. All right, any other questions?
If Krishna spoke all the 18,000 verses, but the Shastra is what happened?
Well, yeah, we did also, Vyasadeva spoke to his son, including things that hadn't happened yet. It's Shruti, it's eternal scripture. It describes things before they happen, like the Upanishads, like other Shrutis. All right, okay. Let's read the next paragraph. Tadevam shraishtya jatam anyatrapi prayat sambhavatu nama sarvajnana shastra paramageya purusharta shiromani shri bhagavat sakshatkaras. Tatraiva sulabha iti upasana kandi bhyopi shraishtyam vadam sarvodva prabhavam a kim va iti kim va para ishvara. What does kim va para mean?
What is the gain of any other
what?
Scriptures,
yeah. What's the use of other books? Okay. And even if most of these super excellences are also found elsewhere, still the topmost perfection of life, the supreme truth knowable from all the Gana Shastras, namely direct the realization of the personality of Godhead, is easily achieved only in the Bhagavatam. Announcing thus that the Bhagavatam is superior even to the scriptures of the Upasana Kanda, its potency above those of all other texts, is stated by the words beginning Kim Va. Padai Shastrais Taduk Ukta Sadhanaya Va Ishvaro Bhagavad Vidi Kim Va Sadhya Evadu Hurajate Stiri Stiri Kriyate. By other scriptures, or else by the practices described in them, does the Lord, the personality, become at once captured, fixed within the heart? Captured means fixed. The word va, va shabdak katakshe. The word va indicates a sidelong glance of irony. Now the question is, does the Lord become captured by other scriptures or the sadhanas taught in them? meaning that kintu vilambena katanchideva, meaning that he rather becomes fixed only somehow after a long time. By other scriptures, he might capture the Lord, but it takes a long time. But by Bhavatam, you capture him right away. Sadhyo vidya vyojiti. Atratu shushubi, shrotum ichubi, eva takshanat, eva anurudyate, avarudyate, rather. But in this scripture, he is immediately captured by those who want to hear. Susushu. Nam vidam evatarhi sarve iti nashrinvanti. But then why doesn't everyone listen to this scripture? If you can capture God, why not listen to it? What's the problem? Tatraha kritibir iti sukritibir iti artaha. This is answered by the word kritibi, meaning by those who have done good. Sravane cha tu tadrusha sukritam vina notpadyate iti bhavaha. In other words, the desire to hear does not develop without such execution of good works. Sukriti. Okay, here's a commentary. The glories of the Supreme Lord are displayed to some extent in other Vedic texts, including a few of the Upanishads and other Puranas like Sri Vishnu Purana and Sri Hari Vamsha. In Srimad Bhagavatam, however, the Lord is not only remembered from a distance, but is directly captured in the heart of the sincere hearer. Realization of Bhagavatam, of Bhagavan from Srimad Bhagavatam is most sublime and easy. One need only hear to achieve perfection, whereas great trouble must be taken to realize the Supreme by study of the Upanishads or practice of Ashtanga Yoga. Some other scriptures give glimpses of bhakti, but do not teach its full permanent cultivation. Solid connection with pure devotional service comes only by serving the Bhagavats, the books and the book and the person. One's relationship with the personality of Godhead begins to revive quickly by hearing the Bhagavatam, even without first weeding the contaminations in one's heart. One can first simply become attracted to the Supreme Lord, his qualities and names, and begin practicing engagement in his service. That cleansing of the heart from anartas becomes easy. Okay. This is what's the special potency of the Bhagavatam. And we were discussing in this paragraph, or the previous paragraph, that it has to do with the potency of the author. And taking all these potencies, these special powers of the Bhagavatam together, it really makes it much more superior to other Puranas and other scriptures. Because devotional service to Krishna, to the Supreme Lord, is the final perfection of life. And no other book can help you as effectively as the Bhagavatam in developing that love for Krishna. Sorry, there's another paragraph I didn't see. Paragraph says, here it is said that the Bhagavatam can be heard with relish by Sukriti Bihi, those who have done good works in the past. But this good work does not mean ordinary pious activities such as charity to the poor, planting trees and building ponds for bathing. Rather, in this context, it must be indirect devotional service in some form of support, like support or assistance to devotees in their efforts, using one's work, words, thoughts, or money. That's the sukriti we're talking about. Not just ordinary piety, but actually somehow assisting devotees in performing devotional service.
Bhakti
Sukriti?
Bhakti
Rupa. Bhakti Rupa.
Bhakti Rupa.
Okay. Bhakti Rupa Sukriti? Where is that discussed?
This is for
Madhurya. Okay. Thank you. Yes, please. Well, I mean, devotees don't have to. Simple devotees who are intimidated by big books can just read the Gita and follow it. If you live the Gita, then you become a pure devotee. But there's a lot more information in the Bhagavatam. For those who can handle it and would like to have more information, it's there. So you can, but you can become completely Krishna conscious just on the basis of following the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
It's cryptic.
What's
cryptic about it?
But
Bhagavatam can also be misinterpreted by Mayavadis. Although the Mayavadis have done a lot of misinterpreting of the Gita, they've done a lot of work on it. So they've really done a job on the Bhagavad Gita, and a lot of people misunderstand Bhagavad Gita because of what the Mayavadis have said about it. And the Bhagavatam hasn't been messed around too much by the Mayavadis. So that's one reason why you need Bhagavatam, because the Mayavadis have tried to ruin the Gita. They take it as one of their scriptures. But it's just like Bhagavad Gita's introduction to Krishna consciousness. If you become serious about Krishna consciousness, it's natural to become interested in Srimad Bhagavatam. The two go together.
So it's a question about previous chapter about how to make great as criticized in Buddha. I know that this was all Mahabodhi, all Vedas are mention of being as criticized in Buddha. So
yes.
In this way, all Vedas are dharma. So we can assume that Shilpan is also a dharma.
Yes. What, just because he created all the scriptures? Yeah, okay, that's there also. But he's also particularly the author, I mean, this is especially spoken by him. You know, he's personally spoken to Brahma also. And he also took the form of Vyasadeva. So, yeah, it's all these different, in all these different ways he's the speaker.
Vyasadeva, and Vyasadeva is standing. And the Srila Prabhupada is ending
topics takes thousands of verses to explain personality. And that's why it has been to explain this way, it came forward to other.
Yes.
So, so Mahamuni is only Vyasadeva?
Not according to Jiva Goswami, he reads it more than one way. You know, it can be looked at that way, but it can also be looked at Mahamuni means. He takes it as Narayan that spoke to Brahma. He also takes it as Naranarayan. Does he have some connection with Bhagavatam? So he gives about four different interpretations. Yeah.
You said that the difference between Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas is that if when one listens to Srimad Bhagavatam, then Lord Krishna appears in his heart.
Yes.
Then why Srimad Bhagavatam says Nashtu Prayesha Avantreshu? And why is Nashtu Praya? When Krishna appears, then everything is vanished.
No, the appearance of Krishna in the heart is describing the beginning of devotional service. The beginning of devotional service. But Nashta Prayesha Bhadreshu is describing reaching the stage of Nishta. So that doesn't come immediately. That takes some time. But the devotional service, pure devotional practice of pure devotional service with some revelation of Krishna can begin immediately upon hearing Bhagavatam. Gita, Krishna says at the end, Sarva Dharma Puritichaja, Mami Kam Sharanam Vaja. You only get devotional service if you follow those instructions. But Bhagavatam just says, Pibhuta Bhagavatam, just listen. So Bhagavatam is actually easier to get pure devotional service in Bhagavatam because Krishna makes some heavy demands in the Gita. And also he offers different alternatives. He talks about different kinds of yoga so you can get confused. Yes.
Because the word Sajiva is used, which means immediately or very quickly. So it means that in comparison with all scriptures, Shambhavati works much, much more quicker. But it doesn't mean that it won't take any time for to produce.
Yes.
Much more quicker,
but Satya means right away. Literally means on the same day. Yeah, from day. Yeah. So you got 24 hours. Yeah. Otherwise it doesn't work. Yeah, yes.
Prabhu mentioned in your class that Mayavadis messed up Srimad Bhagavatam quite a good extent. So my question is that in this regard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur commented in Jayapurna that Shankaracharya, he wrote a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, but he understood that Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the devotional service, Srimad Bhagavatam cannot be manipulated. So he didn't dare to write a commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
So then how the Mayavadis, though we have seen a few books on some discrepancies of Srimad Bhagavatam are there. But my question is how and what particular what point the Mayavadis took or dare to manipulate Srimad Bhagavatam.
You mean why or when?
No. How? I mean what point?
I don't know the history. I don't know if I can even give you the names of the Mayavadi commentaries on Bhagavatam. The big green Bhagavatam doesn't seem to have any Mayavadi commentaries. Vopadeva wrote books about the Bhagavatam, some like essays. The Hari Lila and the, what's the other one? Muktavala. He's in the 13th century. He's a later Mayavadi. He's a Mayavadi according to Jiva Goswami. I don't know who else, but the other Mayavadis have written, maybe not written commentaries so much, but written books about the Bhagavatam or discuss the Bhagavatam. Anyway, they're not thinking, well, Shankaracharya didn't touch it, we shouldn't touch it also. They didn't mean, you know, to them it's just circumstantial that Shankaracharya didn't comment on it. Neither did Ramanujacharya comment on the Bhagavatam, mention the Bhagavatam. But the Sri Vaishnavas certainly feel the
they should discuss Bhagavatam. They don't avoid it because Ramachari mentioned it. So the Mayavadis also, they think, you know, that they have a right to comment on Bhagavatam. Okay, we shouldn't go off the topic though. Okay. We're at the end of the file. I got a problem here. I don't have file 29. I'll have to copy it from you, but you can either give it or the computer. Give me.
I'll give you my copy.
Okay. You can have mine, but I don't know what you can do with it. File. Okay, you can give me yours, and we need file 29, which I neglected to copy. No, wait, I have it somewhere else. I have it here. No, I do have it. I just have to look in the right place. No problem. Well, sort of a problem. Hold on a second. Sandarbhas should be here. Got it. Okay. Tattva. This is Bhagavad Sandarbha. File number 29. Coming up. What do we have? You think there's more? Did we have a middle? I thought I got to the bottom of 28. Didn't I just read it? Okay, I'm looking. Wait a second. Control shift. End. Control shift. End. Well, let's read it. Okay, Atava. Okay, here's the paragraph we didn't read. Atava, aparayar, moksha paryanta, kamana rahitesh aharadana lakshana dharma brahma sakshat karadi bir. Uktayar, anuktayar, va, sadhyais, tire atra kim va, kiyad va mahatmyam, upamannam iti artaha. Or alternatively, what is the use of, how much glory is attained by, other accomplishments, not other scriptures, but other accomplishments. We were talking about scriptures and about sadhanas, Tautlanda scriptures. Now we're interpreting anyayar as anyayar sadhyais, other things to be achieved. Other accomplishments, both those which are explicitly described and those which are not, such as the religious principle of worshipping the Supreme Lord without any desire, even for liberation, and other accomplishments, like direct perception of Brahma. What's the use of all those things? Yato va Ishvara Tritibik Katanchit Tat Tat Sadhana Nupama Labdaya Bhaktiya Pritaritai Sadhyas Eva Takshana Tat Eka Shanameva Vyapya Riddhi Stiddhi Kriyate. After all, the Lord becomes fixed in the heart by Kritibi. Those who become, whatever we have, at least half the class is asleep. After all, the Lord becomes fixed in the heart by Kritibi. Those who become successful by virtue of devotion somehow obtain in the course of their various regulated practices. But he becomes fixed only just then for the duration of a single moment. What this is saying is, those who do other good things, other sadhanas, practicing devotional service in ordinary ways, they can fix the Lord in their heart, but they can't keep him there. They only fix him for a moment. Takshanat, only for a moment. But the Bhavatam, you can capture him, and he doesn't go away again. Normally we wait till we get to the end of the paragraph. Can it wait?
Yeah.
Okay. Save it to the end. But he becomes fixed only just then for the duration of a single moment. Eka kshana meva. Saivatra Shrotam Ichadbir Eva Takshanam Arabhya Sarvadaiveti. In this Bhavatam, however, as soon as persons become eager to hear, from that very moment he becomes forever captured by them. Tasmad atra kanda traya rahasyasya pravyakta pratipadana adir visheshata visheshata ishvara karshi vidya rupa twat cha idam eva sarva shastre vyak shreshtam. Because here the confidential secrets of the three khandas, the karma, jnana, vasana khanda, are revealed with perfect clarity, and especially because this book acts as a magic science for attracting the Supreme Lord. Therefore, this is the most excellent of all scriptures. Ata eva atra iti parasya trir ukti krita. Thus it is, and so here the word here, atra, has been stated three times. It's repeated three times. A repetition. Sa hi nidharanartheti. That repetition is meant to indicate certainty. Here only, here only, here only, in this bhavatam. Ato nityam etad eva sarvair eva shrotavya iti bhavaha. Thus it is implied that everyone should hear from this scripture constantly. Sri Veda Vyasak, Sri Sukam. The verse under discussion was spoken by Sri Vedavyas to Sri Shuka. The short commentary, the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam should not be negligently compared with other spiritual disciplines. Whether these disciplines are explicitly enjoined to scripture or are only presumed by tradition, they never have more than a small fraction of the potency of hearing the Bhagavatam. Although other scriptures may be consulted usefully on occasions, serious aspirants for pure bhakti should read Srimad Bhagavatam always. Okay, you had a comment? Okay, take the microphone.
Prabhuji, you discussed that. Oh, sorry.
No, well, hey, go ahead, go ahead.
Sadhu Avantanda means the practitioner, in practitioner's heart, Krishna appears and immediately goes off. So, can we relate this to Narad Muni's practice of devotional service?
Yes.
When Narad Muni was a maid servant's son.
Yeah, no, and Vishnu explained to him, Avapapa Kshayana Dutarshoham Kuyogina. Imperfect yogis who aren't completely purified, they have a hard time actually seeing me and keeping me in their hearts. So this purification is a hard job, but the Bhagavatam quickly and easily destroys the contamination in the heart and makes it possible to very quickly capture the Supreme Lord in a way that's not possible even by ordinary practice of devotional service.
Yeah, my question is, can you relate this to Narada Muni's example?
Yeah, I thought I did. yeah. Narada Muni was practicing meditation as taught to him by pure devotees. He was following the process. He had spent years preparing himself for this, or several, you know, months at least, preparing himself for it. And he sat down and done proper meditation, and he saw the Supreme Lord. But because there was still some subtle contamination, the Lord disappeared. But actually, he had been hearing the Bhagavatam, or at least he had been hearing Krishna Katha. So this was just a temporary setback.
So Bhagavatam is a, what we say about Bhagavatam is, define Bhagavatam is the way, is that Bhagavatam is a book, or simply a hearing from Bhakti Bhagavatam? Is it simply Krishna?
I think we should take the stricter definition, it's a particular book. Not that anything about Krishna is also Bhagavatam. Then we get too loose, and even things said by materialists for material, you know, material motives can be counted as Bhagavatam. I don't want to do that. Better to be strict about it. The Bhagavatam itself, the book, and those books which are properly derived from the Bhagavatam, like the books of our Goswamis, but not by the books of ordinary people, materialists and impersonalists, you know, that are also supposed to be about Krishna. If it's actually connected with Bhagavatam, if it's actually based on Bhagavatam, it's written by someone who has assimilated the Bhagavatam, then another book can also be, not Bhagavatam directly, but at least faithful to the Bhagavatam, based on the Bhagavatam. Yeah, but a heart.
So, this kriti means by those who have performed unknown devotional service, by those who have performed some kind of mixed devotional service, or the practice which are not that.
Some kind of mixed devotional service, but Jiva Goswami singled out especially helping more advanced devotees with their service, is what he specifically pointed out.
Also, those who have performed pure devotional service or not. I mean, those who are performing sadhana bhakti.
Yes.
They are a person who are included in this category.
The category of sukrit?
Yeah, because here you said that they are eager to hear. And so I'm wondering,
Well, it can include. Then you're talking about someone who has not heard the Bhagavatam but is practicing pure devotional service. In Kali Yuga, that might be a strange thing, strange phenomenon. A person who's practicing pure devotional service, not mixed, but pure devotional service, and has no connection with Bhagavatam. Usually in Kali Yuga, pure devotional service is not found among people who have no connection with Bhagavatam. But you might find such a case. And then, when they hear the Bhagavatam, then their attempts to practice pure devotional service will be greatly reinforced, of course. But basically, Kali Yuga, there's not much chance, not much hope of practicing pure devotional service without the support of Srimad Bhagavatam. Practically, there's not much hope.
And this stage of being perfect here, which is
yes. Well, we have to start from something. We have to start from some point. Someone who has not practiced devotional service should get an opportunity to start. So you can start by ordinary sukriti, but especially in the form of doing something to please those who are practicing devotional service. Just doing ordinary good works. You know, I'm sure, you know, Adolf Hitler was good to his mother, and Stalin was very nice to his mother. But that doesn't count as sukriti. Or an atheist, maybe doing so-called charity. So I don't think that's effective. You know, in most cases, to get you to the point that you can be attracted to hear the Bhagavatam. This shushu status is not easy to achieve. Then you can look at it, it means more than just wanting to hear. By convention, shushu also means wanting to do some service. Convention, even though literally it means wanting to hear by derivation, but by convention, it definitely means wanting to serve. So, sushusu is already an advanced stage. You've already accomplished a lot getting to that stage. And you can think about what you have to do to get that far. Yes? Panini's definition is Asya Devata. It's the book that has Krishna as its deity. It's dedicated, it worships Krishna. That's the basic that's a grammatical definition of Bhagavatam.
Krishna
Nasa. Asya Devata. So, you can also understand it as it's coming from Krishna, but that it doesn't have to mean that. Yeah. Parana to Parana? No. It doesn't happen.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave the definition, example of sushushu in a
got it.
Three ways. He said that Shushushu means listening from him, I mean, inquire submissively from a pure devotee, and serving him physically,
yes,
and following his instructions.
Okay, but that's already practice of devotee of Sangha Bhakti. Okay. Basically, it's the beginning of sadhana bhakti, shu. It's not so much a preliminary stage, it's the first step of devotional, of practice of pure devotional service. Yes? Service. Really? Okay. So grammatically, that's grammatically though. Here in Bhagavatam, maybe possible. It's hard. Let's say it would be hard to become a pure devotee without taking help from the Bhagavatam. Maybe not impossible. What about a world where there's no translation? It's only available in Sanskrit. Still, I mean, I think some people might still manage to become devotees by other means. You get an actual taste. Bhagavatam is tangible, vast, vajam vastam, or it's relishable. It's, you know, just pure nectar. So one who tastes the Bhagavatam, what is it? Tadrasamri tadriptasya nanyatra syad rati kvachit. Someone who has tasted that nectar and felt the satisfaction won't be distracted by anything else again. Even a neophyte, by tasting the nectar that of Krishna that's revealed there, he's lost forever. He can't become a materialist again. Okay. I mean, the problem with what he was doing, sorry. How do we make the world into devotees? People don't want to be devotees of Krishna. They don't want to surrender. They don't want to stop doing what they're doing. But we can capture them, we can conquer them with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada knew what he was doing when he emphasized the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is to conquer the world. Yes?
It's a small comment about Sarvayogu's grammatical something about Shushrusha. Your hospitals use that Shushrusha word in the form of service, in the meaning of service. Like the nurses also got something Shushrusha.
Yeah, but you know, you're talking about the noun, the sha suffix. This is shu, this is su, the adjective. Yes?
have two kinds of sun. You have each kind of sun and just one. It's just normal sun, which is the time of the few.
Okay, I understand. Thank you. Did I answer that question? Did we answer? It's okay?
Yes.
All right, so we'll stop now. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai. Could you bring this to Drupal?